Perfect. We're discussing the sugya of Chiluk Malachos, the sugya in Shabbos, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, in light of the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rashba, whether there is a difference between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim regarding our issue of Hasra. Tosfos assumes that today is in Tosfos whether one must be Masra Toda B'Shem Ha'av or whether that is not necessary. Pointed out to Chidushim in Tosfos that number one, Tosfos assumes you certainly may be Masra Toda B'Shem Ha'av. There is no Deya that argues that you do not have that option. The two days in Tosfos are whether you may or whether you must give Hasra in that fashion. And the second Kiddush of Tosfos, we discussed at length, was that Tosfos assumes that this is true even according to Rabbi Eliezer, because after all, the Gemara Daf Tzayivav Mud Beis is looking for an nafkamina between an Av and a Tolda according to Rabbi Eliezer, and Tosfos mentions, shouldn't there be a difference regarding Hasra? That means according to Rabbi Eliezer, let's assume the first day in Tosfos, that Tzarech LaHasra Satolda B'Shem Ha'av, that is true even according to Rabbi Eliezer. He pointed out that that's a very great Kiddush. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a person does an Av and its Tolda, your Chayiv, for the Tolda independently. Hoshav Shatav seems to indicate that a Tolda is considered to be an entirely independent shame. And yet the Hasra must be B'Shem Ha'av. And that was the exact Ha'ara of the Rashba. And Divrei Maskil Hotzah, where the Rashba comments very well that the Gemara does not tell us that Hasra is considered to be a difference, because Hasra would only be a difference between Av and Tolda according to the Chachamim, not according to Rabbi Eliezer. According to the Chacham, the Rashba writes, what must be Masra, a Tolda B'Shem Ha'av, the Shem Malacha is the Av Malacha, not the Tolda. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can only be Masra, Tolda B'Shem HaTolda. And therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that would not be a difference between an Av and a Tolda. So the Gemara has its Nafkamina according to the Chachamim. The Gemara is just searching for Nafkamina according to the view of Rabbi Eliezer. And he pointed out that if you look in Shitim Kobetzis, the Tosfos Shans, and Bavakama and Habeis, similar but somewhat different nonetheless to the sheet of the Rashba, where the Tosfos Shans writes that there is a difference between an Av and a Tolda according to Rabbi Eliezer and according to the Chachamim, but the difference is the following. According to the Chachamim, you must give Hasra a Tolda B'Shem Ha'av. After all, if you do an Av and it's Tolda, you only Chayiv once. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have a choice. You can either be Masra Tolda B'Shem Ha'av or even a Tolda B'Shem HaTolda. So what is the essence of this machlokes? What do you, must you be Masra Tolda B'Shem Ha'av, and is there a difference between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? So we started to discuss that sugi of Chiluk Malachos and pointed out based on the Mishnayos and Krisos that one to be chayiv a multiple carbon for various different reasons, either Shemus Muchlokin or Gufin Tachuyim Muchlokin. One is it's a completely independent Shem Isser. Another is that's not true. It's considered to be the same Chalos Shem Isser, but nonetheless sometimes you can still be chayiv, like the case of Nida, like the case of according to Rabbi Yeshua, Tanchuim Uchlokim. And we raised a critical issue. When it comes to Shabbos, we have a Gzeres HaTosa that tells us that there's a notion of Chiluk Malachos. Should you understand Chiluk Malachos in Shabbos as Gufa Muchlokim or Shemus Muchlokim? And could you argue that perhaps this is Gufa, a Machlokis, Natsugi, and Shabbos, and Daf Ayin? Because the Gemara cited three different possibilities for the source of Chiluk Malachos. The Chiddush of Shmuel, the Chiddush of Rabbi Yossi, the Chiddush of Rabbi Nassan. And we pointed out that from the drush of Shmuel, Mechalem Osimus, or from the drush of Rabbi Yossi, that Achas Mehena, one cannot necessarily derive that we should understand Malachis Shabbos as being Shemus Muchlokim. But if you assume like the Chiddush of Rabbi Nassan, that Havar is Lechalik Yatzas, that sounds very much like Shemus Muchlokim. Just as the Torah singles out Lo Savar Aweish as an independent law, so this is true of HaKlal Kuli Yatzah. And we pointed out that the Lashon the Tosas written of Kuf Lamed Ches is Ki Ilu Ksiv Lav Akol Malacha Malacha. It's as though that the Torah has 39 independent Yisurim when it comes to Shabbos. That's not just simply Gufin Muchlokim. Kiluk sivla vako malacha malacha. Comparable to the case of chela v'dam is shemus muchlokim. So he pointed out that this seems to be the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos Rid. Because Rashi and Daf ayin beis and beis and Shabbos, where the Gemara seems to create the following analogy, that Tzira and Techina are comparable to Chele Vindam. It sounds like from the Gemara, this is called Shemus Mechlokim. Rashi comments that no, that's not necessarily what the Gemara means. The Gemara just bring this as an example that you're Chayiv al Kalachas V'Achas. But really it's not considered to be an independent Isser, but rather Shein Shnei Gufim. Unlike the view of Tosfos Rid that comments that certainly this is not the case. Kilo Ksilav al Kol Malacha Malacha. A further Chiddush in Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid, as we mentioned, seems to link this to the issue of the Makar of Chiluk Malachos. The Tosfos Rid writes that his Chiddush, Kiluk Sivla V'Kol Malacha Malacha, is because Kevan Dehavara L'Chalek Yatzas. That's because of Rabbi Nassan, indicating this would not necessarily be true according to Rabbi Yossi or according to Shmuel. That fits in beautifully. According to Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yossi, Heina, all you know is that you're chayiv more than once. That can be not only because of Shemus Mechlokim, but for a much more limited Chiddush of Gufin Mechlokim. But according to Rabbi Nassan, Havar Lechalek Yatzas, that's the Chiddush that Tosfos Rid, Kiluk Siv Malacha Kol Malacha Malacha. Good. And furthermore, the Tosfos Rid writes, this is what is driving the issue of Hasra. Why is it necessary to give such a specific Hasra? Hasra assumes that you have to be mazkir the Shem HaYisr. What is the Chalo Shem Yisr? Well, according to Rabbi Nassan, if it is ki'ilu ksiv lava ko malacha malacha, it's not sufficient simply to mention Shabbos, like the Yerushalmi writes, but more than that, you require a Hasra mifuretes. That's the Chiddush. If this is true when it comes to Avos, one can go the next step and ask, what about when it comes to totals? Here certainly one could argue as follows, that even if you assume like the sheet of Rabbi Nassan, that kiluk siv lava kol malacha malacha, this is havar lechalek yatzas, that's true, kiluk siv lava kol av malacha malacha. Should we argue this is true when it comes to every tolda? Mehecha teise. How do we know that that's true? After all, we know the lamates malachos. Havari is one of those lamates malachos, singled out, and therefore malam ala klau kuli yatsa, kiluk sivlava kol malacha malacha. What about when it comes to toldas? Every tolda is a separate chaloshim isser? Or should we argue that's not true at all? Even Rabbi Nassan, who maintains when it comes to avos, shemus mechlokim, when it comes to toldos, those are considered to be gufa mechlokim. That's similar to Rabbi Yeshua, tanchuyim mechlokim. It's a different manifestation, but the same, chalosh shem iser. That would lend itself to the following chiddush, that Rabbi Eliezer does not necessarily maintain that each toldos is considered to be a separate chalosh shem iser. Rabbi Eliezer's chiddush is when it comes to chiluk chatos, just because you're chayiv more than once, it's a different example, a different manifestation of the very same iser. Tanchui muchlokim means they're both considered to be an iser chaylev, right? But a different manifestation of that iser chaylev. Hu hadinami, that's true when it comes to cases of toldos. So therefore, true when it comes to an av malach, a different chaloshim iser, but not when it comes to a tolda. L'may nafkamina, the case of hasra'ah. Therefore, one could argue, you must be master each av independently. But when it comes to a tolda, the fact that you're chayiv more than once does not mean it's a separate chalosh shem iser. And therefore, when it comes to hasra, that you must be mazkir the shem iser. So in such a case, maybe the hasra has to be a tolda, the makam ha'av. And therefore, that's exactly the shita tosus, unlike the Rashba, that the issue of hasra is not dependent on Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Both according to the Chachamim and according to the view of Rabbi Eliezer, told us only Gufun Muchlakim subsumed under the category of the Av, and therefore when it comes to Hasra, you must be Masker, the Shem Iser, that everybody agrees is considered to be the Av. But when it comes to Chiyuv, Einachinami, Rabbi Eliezer can argue that you're Chayiv independently for Tolos, even though it is all part of the same Chalosh Shem Iser. The Rashba assumed that no, it's a fundamental machlokas. What is true of Chiluk HaTos is true of Hasra, and therefore, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that you're Chayiv HaTolda B'Makomav, the Hasra has to be a Tolda B'Shem HaTolda. It cannot be a Tolda B'Shem Ha'av. We pointed out the following Chiddush similar to Tosfos. Just as Tosfos assumes that even according to Rabbi Eliezer, the Tolda is considered to be a derivative of the Av, and therefore that's relevant for Hasra, what about the issue of Tziruv? we pointed out the Yushalmi suggests a Chiddush, the possibility of tziruf between an av and a tolda. For example, the case of hotzon hafnasa, when it comes to chatzi grogres. Is this dependent on the machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim? One could argue, absolutely yes. According to the Shita of Chachamim, that you're only chayav once, now you can have the possibility of tziruv. But according to the view of Rabbi Eliezer, that you're chayav twice, so can you have tziruv if you're chayav shnayim? How can that be? If it's all part of the same chiyuv, I understand. Then you can raise the issue, can I combine A and B? If you tell me that each one is independent, it's a different chalosh emisser. Of course, there's no possibility of tziruf. Now, a person that eats a chatzi zayis of chaylev and a chatzi zayis of dam, you're going to suggest that it should be tziruf? A kazayis of machalos asuros? No, not unless it shares the same chalosh emisser. So in order to have tziruf, that's possible. So a chiddush, the Yerushalmi writes that you can have a tziruf of an av and a tolda, that indicates that it's the same chalosh emisser. The Shita Mekubetzes in the beginning of Baba Kama adds to this Chiddush in the following way, that the Shita writes the name of Rabbeinu Yechiel, that this is true even according to Rabbi Eliezer. This possibility of a tziruf between an av and a tolda is true even according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's a very great Chiddush. And in fact, that's what troubles the Shita Mekubetzes. Why does the Gemara have itself difficult finding a nafkamina between an av and a tolda? Why can't the Gemara say the nafkaminas when it comes to tziruv? That you can join two different avos. You can join, right, a chatzi shir of kosev and a chatzi shir of borer, but you can join an av and a tolda in terms of shir. What's the difficulty? You can raise the same kasha the Rashba. That no, the Gemara has been seeking a nafkamina according to Rabbi Eliezer. Do you mean to argue that according to Rabbi Eliezer there's a possibility of tziruf? How can that be? You're chayiv shnayim. No, the answer apparently is the following. That true is a detail in chiluk chatos. But even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that a tolda shares the same chefter shamalacha, the same shem iser as the av. And therefore, just as, let's say, according to Tosos, Asura must be b'shem ha'av, Rabbi Yechiel maintains the possibility of tziruf, and therefore, bothered by why the Gemara doesn't suggest that as a nafkamina. We further pointed out the Chiddush of Slavechik that perhaps this issue, Shemus Muchlakim, Gufu Muchlakim, can reflect the machlokas between Tosos and Sanhedrin, and thus Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosos that assumes Shemus Muchlakim, and therefore Tosos is bothered, why should we assume that there's Malkus on Moleches Yantif? Why isn't that an example of a Lav Shebechlolos? And the Chiddush, the Ramban, and Sefer HaMitzvah and Shoresh Tess, that Lav Shebechlolos is only when you have a different Chaloshem Iser. And here the Ramban writes explicitly, all of Meches Yantif is considered to be Shem Echad, and therefore it's not comparable to the case at all of Lo Sochlu Al Hadam. So I ask you to take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shgagos. The Rambam is found in Perek Zayin. In Halacha Hey, Halacha Vav, right, just a couple of Ha'aros in the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam writes the following Chiddush. Let's assume, for example, a person does an Av and it's told to Behelen Echad. The Rambam writes that Eino Chayv Elachatas Achas. The Rambam writes only Chayv a single carbon. In other words, the Rambam passes like the Chachamim against the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. You do an Av and it's Tolda, you're only Chayv once. And then the Rambam continues with the following line, Ve'ein Sarach Lomar, and certainly, Ha'osat Toldos Harbe Shel Av Echad. And certainly, if you are doing two Toldos of the same Av, of course in such a case, you're Chayiv once as well. That's the Rambam's Ein Sarach Lomar. That if a person is Chayiv once for an Av, and it's Tolda, so certainly you're Chayiv for two toldos the same av. The reason this is somewhat of a chiddush of the Rambam is the Rambam assumes that two toldos of the same av is more obvious than an av in its tolda. Ein sarach lomar, kavachomer. One could debate, right, an av in its tolda, but when it comes to two toldos the same av, it's obvious that then you are chayiv once. Interesting chiddush. Ein sarach lomar. See, if the Rambam writes it's a kavachomer, one could raise a following Safek, our Gemara says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, if a person does an Av and it's told, you're Chayiv twice. Would Rabbi Eliezer maintain this is true if you do two toldos of the same Av? You're also Chayiv twice. Perhaps one could raise that Safek according to the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Ein Sarach Lomar. It is more obvious that you're Chayiv once in a case of two toldos the same Av, where they both have to relate back to a common Isser, as opposed to an Av And it's Toldo. So just because Rabbi Eliezer is Mechayiv a Toldo Makom Av, what would Rabbi Eliezer maintain if a person violates two Toldos of the Shema? This Chiddush of the Rambam, the Ein Sarach Lomer and Kal Vachomer, it's most obvious when it comes to two Toldos, even more obvious than an Av, and it's Toldo. Maybe that's against the diuk of the Tiferes Shmuel, the Paros Yosef, and the Rashi, and Bava Kama Daf Beis Amud Aleph. If a person does an Av in its Toldo, why is it that you're Chayiv once? Rashi says, A'av Mechayiv, but I told you today, Lo Mechayiv, you're only Chayiv for the Av, you're not Chayiv for its Toldo. It's as though that if a person violates an Av in a Toldo, the Toldo is considered to be Kamanda Lesabami. Right, you violated a primary and a secondary category. It's as though that the primary violation is the Av, you're only Chayiv b'toras Av, you're not Chayiv b'toras HaTov. Is that really what Rashi means? Maybe Rashi means simply Av Mechayiv b'tov, v'dei lo Mechayiv means in terms of Chal Hashem. The Chal Hashem Yisr is the Av, not the Tolda. But we saw that Tiferes Shmuel took it very literally in the sense that no, the Chiyuv Karban is only for the Av, not for a Tolda, and the Main Afkamina, when it comes to the Machsheves HaKarban, what is the Machsheva that the Baal HaKarban will have at that time? Kapara for A, Kapara for B. If you assume that Zahara, it's as though that the Tolda is Bata Lagabe Ha'av. Could you say the Rambam Zain Sarif Lomar? Not necessarily, you know. After all, when it comes to an Av in its Toldo, that certainly is true. Then you consume that the second act is Bata Lagabe Ha'av. If, for example, a person is violating two Toldos, maybe one could suggest a very great Chiddush, that perhaps there is a greater basis to be Chayiv in two Toldos, the Shema, than an Av in its Toldo. An Av in a Toldo, the Toldo is considered to be Kamanda Lesedami. You'd say the same thing when it comes to two Toldos of the Shema, that one overrides the other, one takes precedence of the other. Mehechatesi. Right? Poshav Shat and the Rambam then would be against this diuk of the Tiferes Shmuel in the view of Rashi, because the Rambam writes it's obvious. There's a greater sfera to argue in an Av and its Tolda. By virtue of the fact that one is an Av and one is a Tolda, they are not identical. On that basis, one could argue that you're Chayiv Shnayim. Mashenkin, when it comes to two Toldos, that they're both on the same plane, of course you're only Chayiv once. Right? That's one diuk against that Chiddush of Tiferes Shmuel and the Paras Yosef within that Rashi in Bava Kama and Dabbeis. And then a further diuk in the Rambam. The next halacha, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shgagos, Perek Zayin Halacha Vav, the Rambam says, what happens if a person violates two toldos, but toldos shall avzeh, the toldos shall avzeh? Two toldos of two different avos malachos. What's the halacha in such a case? The Rambam writes a Chiddush, that Yirah Eli Shuchayim Shtei Chatos. The Rambam writes that, a Chiddush, right, that I think that you're Chayiv twice. The reason this is somewhat difficult is the following. The Rambam reserves the comment of Yirah Eli for that which is not found in Furish in the Gemara. If it's a Gemara before Eshetz, so not Yirah Eli, it's Muchach that that isn't case. The Rambam seems to indicate that, no, that Midinah de Gemara, we would not know what the halacha is if a person violates two toldos of two different avos, and the Rambam writes a chiddush that Yirah Eli shuchayiv shtei chatos. Why is that considered to be Yirah Eli? It's explicit in our Gemara, no? Our Gemara in Daf Tzarivah, the Gemara Kama Daf Beizam and Aleph, Dilo avos shtei avos bahari adadi, inami shtei toldos bahari adadi, mechayiv akol chada v'chada. You're chayiv for each one individually. Two toldos the same av. Obviously, you're chayiv once, the Rambam writes, Ein Sarach Lomar. But it's explicit in the Gemara that if a person will violate two different toldos, of course you're chayiv twice. Why did the Rambam feel that somehow that this is considered to be a suffix? Perhaps one could suggest in the Rambam Shita the following Chiddush. This is what Rosh Mozovsky writes in Understanding the Shita Sarambam. Rav Asher Weiss, the Minchas Lashon Bava Kama and Simon Beis, has this suggestion as well, where he argues as follows. We've been discussing, when you have the concept of toldos, that Gzeres HaKasuv and Afayinu HaBeis, that tells us, Meheina, that you're chayiv for toldos, what does that mean? That there's a chiyuv for avos and a chiyuv of toldos. One possibility is the following, that avos and toldos in essence are identical. No? In other words, that we would have interpreted Zoreya literally as the act of planting. But once the Torah tells us that no, that there's a concept of toldos as well, that means that the geder hamalacha is not zriya. The geder hamalacha is simply what the Gemara terms, that we saw, simuche peira. No? It's very common in Shas that no, that the Chachamim did not speak in conceptual categories. No, the Chachamim spoke in practical examples. No, what we try to do in Lamdas now is to broaden out in terms of conceptualizing that example that the Gemara will give. So when the Chachamim speak about a malacha, they use the term Zoreya. Good? We'll ask ourselves, what exactly does this mean? Literally Zoreya? Or does it mean a broader concept? When the Torah mentions, for example, gozes, is that literally shearing, or is that what we broaden out to be oker davar migidulo? No, the issue of that sugin b'choros, nafchavdal and chafei, the tosus, no? If it's simply broadening, maybe one could argue with Chiddush that this is true not only when it comes to Shabbos, it's true even when it comes to gzizas habachor as well. No? Perhaps one could argue as follows, according to the Rambam Shita. The Gemara's first step was the following, that when we speak about an av and a tolda, it's true that one has its source in Mishkan, and the other is based on pasuk or gleaned, but v'achrei kichlos hakol, once you have your makaros and once you have your pasuk, an av and a tolda are identical. Whatever is true of an av is true of a tolda. And that's exactly the starting point of the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, look, the name of this malachi is Dimotzi Mershus L'Rishus. Conceptually, that is the Machayiv. And therefore the Gemara says, if you do two avos, you're chayiv twice. You do two tolos, you're chayiv twice. So the Gemara says, so therefore, what's the difference between an av and a tolda? That's exactly the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara, in terms of the kasha, in terms of perhaps what is a havamin assumed, that an av and a tolda is identical. Therefore, don't define this malacha as zoreya, but the malacha is simuche peire. The malacha is not goze, is the malacha zoker dover megidulo. You come to the maskanas of Gemara, the Gemara says, no, that's not true. Hachtave mishkan chashiva karleyav. Hachtave mishkan chashiva karley tolda. What exactly does that mean then? Perhaps according to the Rambam Shita, the following, this was a fundamental shift. Now the Gemara was suggesting this, that the difference in av and atod is a crucial one. In order to be an av, you require mishkan chashiva. Only that which is a malacha chashuva is considered to be an av. If something is a tolda, it is not a malacha chashuva. It's not that the tolda is nichleles v'shem ha'av in the sense that they are identical. No, that's not true. The fact that one is found in Mishkan, we'll have the term, Mishkan Chashiva, Tosas already raises, is that one criterion, two different concepts, Mishkan Chashiva. But either way you understand, the Gemara is telling us that the Av is the Malacha Chashuva, and that's not true when it comes to a Tolda. Whereas the Gemara was assuming, right, in the beginning of the Sugya, that an Av and a Tolda is identical, and therefore you're Chayav twice for an Av, you're Chayav twice for a Tolda. Now the Gemara Laskana suggests that no, the malacha chashuv is an av, and that's not true when it comes to a tolda. Once you reach that maskana, that the difference in av and a tolda is not necessarily just a technical one, but rather mishkan chashiva, perhaps now you can revisit the Gemara's earlier statement. No? When the Gemara assumed as a davar pashut that just as you're chayiv twice for avos, you're chayiv twice for toldos, is that necessarily true l'maskana? After all, if an av and a tolda to be understood that they are in essence identical in terms of the shei malacha, simuche peirei, oker dar migidulo, you're right. Once we understand, again, a pasuk, don't forget, that there's chiluk malachas when it comes to an av, chiluk malachas when it comes to a tolda. But once you acknowledge the maskana sasugya, that no, an av is a malacha chashuv and a tolda is not, that even conceptually there's a fundamental difference in av and a tolda, not just simply technically in terms of limud, but conceptually, one is a malacha chashuv and one is not, so I'll ask you a very legitimate question. The Gemara tells us in Shabbos that ayinam ad alaf a great chiddush, that there's a concept of chiluk malachos. And this is not a svara pshuta. Chiluk malachos is based on the gzeras akasav of Achas Mehena, or Havar Lachalik Yatzas. or mechalem os yumas. But the gzeiras akasa b'chiluk malachos is only regarding an av. And now you're acknowledging that a tolda cannot be equated with an av. A tolda is not a malacha chashuva. So how do you know that this chiddush hakra, this gzeiras akasa b'chiluk malachos, applies to toldos? Once you argue that a tolda is not nichleles b'socha, but rather just simply nilmedes, in the sense that it's derived, and that derivative is not the same, it is not a malacha chashuva. So Pashup Shad, that's the Sfeikas HaRambam. Now who tells you that there's chiluk malachos when it comes to toldos? Who tells you as such a Dabra Pashup that if you do two toldos, mechayva kol chod v'chodo? That's a gzeiras hakosa v'chidish hakro when it comes to avos. And now that we have our nafkaminas between avos and toldos, the maskanas ha-sugya, maybe this is an additional nafkamina. That poshut pshat is a suffix of the Rambam. That's why the Rambam writes that this is not poshut at all. This is a yirali. That the gzeiras hakosa v'chiluk malachos, which is found in avos, should even apply to toldos as well. You'll ask me, isn't it obvious in the Gemara? The answer is yes. At the starting point, it's quite obvious in the Gemara. But whether this is true lamaskana, once the Gemara is able to come up with its nafkaminas, and it labels an av as a malacha chashuv and a toldos as a malacha sheinu chashuva, so in such a case, you no longer have a rai muchachas from the Gemara, and therefore the Rambam writes that this is yirali. Another possible difference in avos and toldos, and this is perhaps, and you'll see why I say perhaps, the chiddush of the Ran. The Ran found on daf mem aleph mem aleph and daf mi'arif is when it comes to the concept of a malacha she'eno tzrich l'gufa. Maybe that issue depends on whether something is av malacha or something is a toldo. If that's true, we're going to have to ask ourselves first two issues. Number one is, what does that mean? Why should this be a difference? And number two, we're almost going to defeat ourselves. If we can demonstrate why this is such a clear difference, so we have to deal with the Gemara, no? When the Gemara Daf Tzarifav and Rabbi Kamadav Beis was searching for a difference in Avin Atolda, why didn't the Gemara mention this beautiful example? Right? If in fact it is a difference, as the Ram seems to apply, that the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Shimon regarding Malach Shinat Tzarich Lagufa, there will be a marked difference in whether something is an av and something is a tolda. So therefore, why doesn't the Gemara mention this when the Gemara is searching for a difference? What is a malacha shenat tzrich legufa? And why should you assume that somehow, whether something is an av or a tolda, is considered to be critically important? There is a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and Tosos, simply in terms of definition of malacha shenat tzrich legufa. Again, as I just mentioned, and Chazal did not give us the hagdara of malacha shenat tzrich legufa, but rather Chazal give us a couple of examples of malacha shenat tzrich legufa. Good. One example is that Mishnah and Shabbos and Daf Tzadi Gimel Beis, and that's the case of Hotzas Hameis. A person has a mace which is in the house. If you will leave the mace in the house, the mace is going to start to decay, right? The house will be filled with this terrible stench, this terrible odor. So therefore, I desire to remove the mace from the house. Hotzos ha-mace min ha-bayis. This is an example that the Mishnah gives us of malacha shenat tzrich legufa. And what is the halacha? According to the view of Rabbi Yehuda, malacha shenat tzrich legufa is chayiv midaraisa. According to Rabbi Shimon, potter. Potter means, again, potter avol aser. There's an iser drabanan of malacha shenat tzrich legufa. So that's one example, hotzos ha-mace. Malacha shenat tzrich legufa, Rabbi Yehuda chayiv, Rabbi Shimon potter. Another example, right? The earlier sugyan Shabbos and daf lamed aleph, the Mishnah, daf lamed aleph mabeis, the Mishnah we recite in Mem Aliyin, kichos al haner. A person extinguishes a flame, right, of the candle which is burning. That's an example of malacha shenat tzrich legufa. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you are a chayiv. According to Rabbi Shimon, you are a potter. What do these two cases have in common? Why is this called a malacha shenat tzrich legufa? So Rashi and the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Gimel Beis writes the following chiddush. What is an example of a malacha shenat tzrich legufa? Rashi says v'chol malacha she'eno tzricha ela lesalka me'olav. Rashi says any malacha which is a maleches siluk. Siluk literally means removal. That is a malacha shenat tzrich legufa. Rashi continues, Dibirtsono lo bolo. Had it been up to you, your desire, lo bolo, it would never have come to this. It is something which is undesirable. V'lo hayatzarech lo. That is considered to be a malacha she'eino tzrich l'gufa. Rashi writes, it's called malacha siluk, removal, dibirtsono lo haya bolo. What is the definition of malacha no tzrich l'gufa? According to Rashi, preventing that which is undesirable. A malacha which is not wholly constructive, but rather a malacha which is preventative. That is the malacha she'eino tzrich l'gufa. I don't need the malacha. I engage the malacha in order to prevent that which is undesirable. When I carry the mace out of the house, I don't need the act of hatzah. I am not interested in transporting the mace mimakom lamakom. My motivation is simply preventative, right? In order to see to it that the house does not have a foul odor, preventing that which is undesirable, that is a malacha she'eino tzrich l'gufa. Fits in beautifully with the case of kichas al haner. In that case, why is it that I am extinguishing the flame? For any wholly constructive purpose? No. I want to prevent further consumption of oil. That is called a malacha she'eino tzrich l'gufa. Chas al haner. No? If I keep it burning, right, all the fuel is going to be consumed. In order to preserve, to conserve energy, I want to extinguish the flame. But not for any inherently constructive purpose, simply to prevent that undesirable result that is considered to be a malacha she'eino tzrich l'gufa. According to Rashi, there's one hagdara that fits in beautifully with the case of hatzas hameis and the case of kichas al haner. If you've started learning, right, Daf Ayin Gimel, one of the examples the Gemara is going to give on Daf Ayin Gimel Beis and Malach She'eino Tzrich L'Gufa is Chofer Gum, a person digs a hole, Ve'eino Tzarech El Lafro. A person does not need the hole, but a person only is interested in the dirt. The Gemara seems to call that a case of Malach She'eino Tzrich L'Gufa, but then the Gemara gets involved also with the case of Mikalkel. That Gemara is not so simple according to Rashi's definition, no? After all, if the purpose of malach she'eino tzrich l'gufa is it's a malacha which is malach siluk, birtsono lo haya bolo, something which is preventative, it fits in very well with the case of kechas al haner, fits in very well with the case of hatzas hameis, that doesn't seem to fit in that well with the case of chofer guma. When a person digs that pit, he's not interested in the hole, but rather he just has to access the dirt. That's called the malacha she'eino tzrich l'gufa. That's preventative. That's undesirable. That's not so simple according to Rashi Shita. In fact, the Gemara not only quotes that case of Chofer Gum and Shabbos Nav Ein Gimel Mudeis, the Gemara also cites the Sugyan Beitz Nav Chesamar Aleph. When the Gemara mentions the case of Chofer Guma, you know what Rashi writes, Beitz Chesamar Aleph? You know why one is potter in a case of Chofer Guma? Rashi writes, it's Mikalkel. That Rashi is very important. Rashi doesn't even mention Malach She'eino Tzrich L'Gufa. And the Tosus and Beitzin of Chesam and Aleph raises this issue. Chofer Gumer is Mekalkel. Chofer Gumer should be an example of Malach She'eino Tzrich L'Gufa. Pashab Shat, that's Rashi Lashitasani. According to Rashi's definition, Malach She'eino Tzrich L'Gufa is Malach Hasilu, Dibritzon Lahayabalo. That doesn't apply to the case of Chofer Gumer. You're not digging the hole for some preventative purpose. You're doing so to access the offer. Sayna Chinami, Rashi writes, that's not called Malach She'eino Tzrich L'Gufa, that's called Mekalkel. Rashi understood that Sugyan Shabbos Daf Ayin Gimel Beis L'Maskana, the Gemara is assuming that Chofer Guma is Mekalkel, not Malach She'eino Tzrich L'Gufa. The problem is by digging a hole, look, if you need the hole, I understand, that's not called Mekalkel. I'm building a house, I have to create a foundation, I have to dig that hole, that's Mesakein. But if I don't need the hole, I just need the dirt, that hole is a nuisance, no? I'm digging a hole in the middle of my house. I'm digging a hole in the middle of my yard. Rashi understood. That's called a malachas kilkul. You understand why Rashi goes out of his way and writes that's called mekalkel because of Rashi's understanding of malachas she'eino tzrich l'gufa. The Tosus disagrees. The Tosus in Shabbos Daf Tzadi Dalam and Aleph, Damask of Rabbi Shimon Poter, quotes the Ri with a very different definition of malachas she'eino tzrich l'gufa. The rewrites the following chiddush. Kishol simalacha, The ein sarach la also tsarach ke ein shayat srich la bemishkan. Whenever a person engages in malach, you have to ask yourself, why are you doing so? What is your purpose? What is your motivation? What is the malachas machsheves? If it's being done for a purpose other than was done in the Mishkan, that is a malacha, shenot tzrich legufa. That's the Ri's definition. Doing a malacha for the same purpose as was done in Mishkan, that's a malacha tzrich legufa. For a different purpose, that is a malacha she'enot tzrich legufa. Tosus's shita requires much more work than Rashi's, in the sense that Rashi has one definition, one word, preventative. Good? According to Tosus, no. You have to start now your analysis. 39 malachas. You have to write down why each one was done in the Mishkan. And if you do it for another purpose, that's considered to be malach shenot tzrich legufa. So, for example, in the case of Hotzah, whenever they would engage in Hotzah, that's the sugi we had in Mechem Teslan days. Hotzah, Hachnasa, Helus HaKrashim, Ikark LaGala. The desire was clearly to transport from here to there. If your interest is not transporting from here to there, but rather simply removal of the meis min habayis, that wasn't the way Hotzah was done in the Mishkan. They weren't interested simply that the krushim no longer be in Rishus HaRabim. That's called a malach shenot tzrich legufa. Or in the case of kichos al haner, you're extinguishing the malach of mechaveh. Why was that necessary? In order to save, to conserve energy? Of course not, no? Mechaba was because they needed pchamim. They wanted to engage in bishul samamanim. Right? You know that if you want to cook properly, you don't do so with the flame at its highest. No, you do so with the coals that have died down. They would engage in kimui in order to utilize the pchamim. If a person now is being mechaber, not because he's interested in utilizing that which is extinguished, but for another reason, for example, kechos on air, that is considered to be a melacha shenot tzrich legufa. That's a very important chiddush. In the end of this Tosus, Daf Tzadidah Amud Aleph, Tosus raises the following kasha. According to Rashi, let's assume, for example, tofer beged karua. You have a garment which is ripped. And you sew that garment. That's a malach of tofer. Why is that a malach of tofer? Tosa says, according to Rashi, why not argue that she malach she had tzrich legufa? Dibur tzon, olo hayabolo. You never desired that the rip should be there. Why isn't that considered to be a malacha shenot tzrich legufa? You never desired the mace should be in the house. You didn't desire that the candle should burn. You didn't desire that the rib should be there. All you're doing is a response to an undesirable situation. The mace is in the house. The oil is being consumed. My suit is ripped. What's the difference in those cases? According to Tosfos, fits in very well. Tfira is a malacha tzrich legufa. You're sewing as was done in the Mishkan. But if simply is birtsun lo hayabalo, so what's the difference between the undesirable mace, undesirable consumption of oil, the undesirable rip in your begging? Good? That's Tosfos' discussion. Poshim Shat, according to Rashi, you can understand very well, there's a world of difference between those two cases. Now, that's the first half of Rashi. Eino el esalpamela. That's why I translated the Malach Shenot Tzrich Legufa, according to Rashi, as something which is preventative. When is that true? That Rashi writes, if something is different, son Allah Yabalo, that's for Allah Shem Tzrich Lagufa, that means if it is preventative. Namely, you're maintaining the status quo, but there is no maleches tikkun. There's no improvement at all. Rashi would certainly admit, if it results in a maleches tikkun, that is called a malacha Tzrich Lagufa. In the case of Kichas Al-Haner, when I extinguish that flame, there's no tikkun. I am not bettering the situation in any shape or form. I'm just preventing further consumption. That is malach shenot tzrich legufa. That's called maleches siluk. Bertzon lo hayabala. The same thing when it comes to Hotzos HaMeis. Right? There's a mace in the house. I want to prevent decay. I'll move it out. A person who's tofer of beged karua, such an instance, that of course is a malachas tikkun. If it's a malachas tikkun, then birtzun hayabala is not the relevant factor. It's only if it's a malachas siluk. That's what Rashi would admit. Tofer beged kruv, of course, is a malachas tzrif lagufa, because there's an inherent tikkun. If you look at the Tosfos on the next Amud, Sadi Dalad Mabez, there's a very important Tosfos, critically important halacha lemaisa. The Mishnah tells us the following case. Anotel tziparnov zu bezu. Right, a person cuts their nails by rubbing one nail against another. Or a person bites his nails. So he doesn't cut it in a professional way with a clipper, but rather he rubs one nail against another. What's the halach in such a case? The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Eliezer Mechayiv, v'chachamim osim mishum shvus. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you're chayiv for that. According to the Chachamim, that's not true. It's only in Isser Dirabanan. Interesting machlokes, right? To what extent Notel Tziparnav is called Kidarko, or whether it is called Kila Achar Yad. We'll have to discuss the concept of Kila Achar Yad. Whenever we discuss any of these concepts of Shabbos, one of the things we're going to have to discuss is the following. Is this a halacha b'chol Torah kula? Or is this simply a function of Malachas Machshavos? Now this is a classic example. Malacha Kila Achar Yad is potter on Shabbos. Is this only because Shabbos requires Malachas Machshavos? Targum translates Malachas Machshavos as being a Malachas Umnus, a professional craft. Is that the Ptur of Kila Achar Yad? It's not Malachas Machshavos? Or should argue, no, even aside from Malachas Machshavos, the Ptur of Kila Achar Yad is a much broader one that could apply in areas, Kol HaTorah Kula, even outside of Shabbos. If you went through that psich of Eglital raises this issue. Shelo Kedarko, Kila Achar Yad, is that Ptur unique to Shabbos? Or is that a Ptur which is B'chol HaTorah Kula? If a get is written, Kila Achar Yad, is that called Ksivas HaGet or is it not? Is it only on Shabbos? Then in fact you'd be potter. We're going to have to raise this issue when it comes to so many concepts of Shabbos. We're doing Amalach Shina Tzrich Lagufa. Is this relevant to Shari Surim? Is this only relevant when it comes to Shabbos? And what about Misasek and the Rosh Hashanah Miskavim, in the case we mentioned in Mekalkel, now Kila Achar Yad? Which concepts are a function of Lechis Machshavos, which in fact are not? Here the Gemara tells us, is this called Kila Achar Yad or is it not? No tol tziparnav zu bezu, machlokes rabbi lezen lechachamim. So the Gemara says the following chiddush, Amar Rabbi Elazar, machlokes biyad. Ava b'kli, of course, you're chayiv. No? The machlokes rabbi lezen lechachamim is only if you do so biyad. Everyone agrees that this is part of a malacha. The question is whether this is kedarka, whether this is shalom kedarka. But if you were no tolsi parna b'kli, everybody agrees you're chayim. Machlokis is only no tolsi parna zu bizu. Good. The kli, of course, everyone would agree that in such a case you're chayim. What malach is it? If a person, for example, cuts a nail, that's a malach of gozes. Gozes, no? The definition of gozes we saw, no? Choros chafei. Oker davar migidulam. Uprooting, removing something from its source. There is a difference, though. Let's assume a person, Rachman al-Hassan, cuts a limb. That's gozes. That's not gozes. Gozes means that it's oker davar migidulo, right? If it is tafel to the goof, if it's omeg lihinatel, something that is made to be removed, a nail, hair, that's called gozes. The animal is meant to be shorn. Right? Chavala is another malacha. It also says, for example, that's called Natilas Neshama. But a nail is, right? Omeg Lihinatel, that's considered to be Malacha Gozes. Gozes, no? So, good, a machlokes tanaim as to whether this is considered to be Gziza Kedarko, Gziza Shalo Kedarko. Very good. Tosfos is immediately bothered. Why is that true? Divrei HaKol Chayiv. Shouldn't this depend on Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Shouldn't the Tilas Tziparnayim be a Malacha Shino Tzrich Laguf? Shouldn't it be a Malacha Shino Tzrich Laguf? Why? What was Gozes in the Mishkan? Tosfos assumes the following. whenever they would engage in gozes in the Mishkan, why were they shearing? They were shearing because they needed that which was shorn. They needed the wool, they needed the fleece of animal. They would remove it in order to use that which was cut off. Is that the case in Atina Sipranaim? Good, you're removing your nail. To utilize the nail? Of course not. So Tosa says this should be a malacha shinatzrich lagufa. That's what Tosa assumes, mamish lahalacha. Netila sipranayim is a malacha shinatzrich lagufa. How can you say that this goes as is done as the same purpose in the Mishkan? Gziz in the Mishkan was for its use. That's not true here. You're not using the chefter shalach at all. And therefore, even if one cuts his nails bekli, Tosa says it's still malach shemtzriach lagufa. What do you mean? The Gemara says, divrei hakol chayiv. You're chayiv for such a thing. Tosa reinterprets a little bit. No, this is what the Gemara means. No, totzi parnayim zu bezu. That's a machlokes. Rabbi Los Nacham, what that's called, kedar kol kachayad. But if you use a kli, then everyone agrees that it's called kedarko. What's the halacha of kedarko? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayiv because it's a malach shinatzrich lagufa. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're potter. Tosfos has to be marche to reinterpret the Gemara. When the Gemara says you're chayiv, it just means it's called kedarko. But whether you can ever be chayiv for such a thing, now you have to ask yourself another question: are you chayiv from malach shinatzrich lagufa or not? So this is what Tosfos writes, right in three small words. Tosfos says, "Avo b'kli divrei hakol chayiv." Everyone says you're chayiv. Tosfos says, "Haynu k'Rabbi Yehuda." Divrei hakol doesn't mean everyone. It means everyone agrees it's kedarko, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're chayiv. But not everyone holds you're chayiv. Unusual, right? The Gemara says everybody agrees you're chayiv, and we're going to pass in law that you're potter. No, that's what Tosfos assumes. But this is Tosfos l'shitas, no? Tosfos that assumes the definition of Malach Shinatzrich Lagufa is doing a malacha for a purpose other than that which was done in the Mishkan. That's a problem here, no? Maybe this was not the way Gozes was done in the Mishkan. We'll have to talk about that. Tosfos assumes that in the case of Gozes, they always utilized that which was removed. We'll have to discuss at Shivas Rivash whether that's the case. But you understand where Tosfos is coming from. What about according to Rashi Shita? What about according to Rashi? Why should this be called a Malach Shinatzrich Lagufa? We just got through saying according to Rashi Shita, Malach Shinatzrich Lagufa means a Malach Siluk, that which is preventative, removal of that which is undesirable. That is a Malach Shinatzrich Lagufa. We added one factor, Tosfos is Kasha. What about Tofra Begir Karua? What did we add? Something which is Malach Siluk, not constructive, purely preventative. A person goes ahead and cuts his nail. A person who cuts his hair. That's purely preventative. That's not constructive. You're maintaining the status quo. Just preventing further deterioration? Certainly not. That's considered to be a maleches tikkun. A person is all disheveled, now his hair is cut. He looks like a mensch. In such a case, that's mekalkel. But that's considered to be maleches tikkun. The same thing when it comes to netila siparnaim. According to Rashi, very good. This is called a malacha hatzricha lagufa. And that's why the Gemara says, kipshuto, divrei hakol chayim. This should be a critical machlokes. Whether cutting nails is an issa d'araisa, an issa d'rabanan, is a malacha hatzricha, malacha shenot tzricha lagufa. We won't go through the sugi right now, but this is a machlokes, the shach and the taz, in Yeradei and Simen Kuf Tzarikhez, very nogeya. A woman, let's say, must be toveles on Shabbos. And one of the things we require for tefillah is netila siparnaim. The woman failed to cut her nails before Shabbos. Would we allow the nails to be cut al yedei nachri in order to allow tefillah? We'll have to learn later in the year the sugya of Amir Lanach. We require a shvus de shvus b'makom mitzvah. Makom mitzvah we have. Makom tefillah. Is this called a shvus de shvus or is it not? The Shach writes this is shvus de shvus. Cutting nails is a malach shinatzrich lagufa. It's only nisad rabbanan. Doing so ayyadei nachri, amir lanachri is nisad rabbanan. This is shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. And therefore it's mutter to do so. And the Taz disagrees. The Taz writes, I disagree with both points. Number one, is this only Nisid Rabbanon? Netilas Siparnaim? Maybe this is a malacha tzirich lagufa, not a malacha shel tzirich lagufa. Number two, the Taz discusses, a critical ha'ara, is this called Amir Lenachri? Or is this called a Yisrael doing a malacha? I tell a guy to turn on a light, that's Amir Lenachri. I participate in the process. Right? I stick out my hands and I aid in the process of Netilas Siparnaim. Mesayeya. Is that called Amir Lenachri? That's not Amir Lenachri at all. Where the Yisrael is participating Magufo Shemalacha. The Taz disagrees with both counts of the Shach. This is not Amir Lenachri, nor is it considered to be Nisid Rabban, and therefore it's Aser. The Shach writes the Shvus to Shvus. That first point, the Shach and the Taz, whether this is a Malacha Tzrich or Inot Tzrich Lagufa, that should depend on the definition of Malacha Shinot Tzrich Lagufa. Whether in fact it is Rashi's definition, in which case this is a Malacha Daraisa, according to Tosos, Poshim Shat, this was not how it was in fact done in the Mishkan. In fact, there's a beautiful Chiddush of the Balamur. Right? If you've been learning through Klal Gadol, I don't know if any of you have started and seen the Sugya of Borer yet. But when we do Borer, we're going to have to talk about what is the definition of Borer. What is the definition of Borer? You know what the Balamur writes? It's found in Daf Lamed Zayin with Beis Nadap Yarif. You know what the definition of Borer is? Removal of psolus. Removal of that which is undesirable. That's Borer. Removal of psolus. So the Baal HaMoor writes an incredible Chiddush. The Baal HaMoor writes, wait a second. Removal of that which is undesirable? Isn't that the Malacha Shinot Tzrich Lagufa? The Baal HaMoor writes, how can you ever be Chayim for Borer? Borer by definition should be a Malacha Shinot Tzrich Lagufa. Removal of psolus, Malacha Siluk. So you know what the Baal HaMoor writes? You're right. I would have said that there's no way in the world that you could be chayim for borer, because according to Rabbi Shimon, borer is a malacha shenot tzrich lagufa. Sayin ochinami. The Baal HaMoor writes, this is a great chiddush, and borer is an exception to the ptur of malacha shenot tzrich lagufa. That the Baal HaMoor writes. Why is it an exception? Because that's the very definition of the malacha. When you have a malacha which normally is a malachas tikkun, and you do so in a preventative, non-productive way, good, then you can talk about malacha shenot tzrich lagufa. If this is the essence of the malacha, there's no ptura of malacha shenot tzrich lagufa. So the Baal HaMoor writes this fantastic Kiddush, that even the Rabbi Shimon assumes malacha shenot tzrich lagufa is potter, that's true when it comes to almost all malachas, but not borer. That's more of the definition, malacha shenot tzrich lagufa. Take a look at the Ramban, Chedushi Ramban, the Sugyan Shabbos and Daf Kuvav Amar Aleph. That's where the Chedushi Ramban disagrees and says it's not true. The definition of Borer is not removal of psoles. The definition of Borer is Tikkun HaOchel. Wow, that's a very great Chiddush. There should be great Nafkaminas Lahalacha between this Baal HaMoor and Ramban. The Baal HaMoor is Magdim Leches Borer is being, right, removal of psoles. Isn't that called Malacha Shenot Tzrich Lagufa? The Ramban writes it, what do you mean? Tikkun HaOchel. Tikkun HaOchel. And therefore, of course you're Chayim. That's called a Malachas Tikkun. And read further in Chiddush Ramban. Just like cutting hair, just like Netilas Siparnaim, just like the Ramban writes, bris milah, removal of that was undesirable. Removal of undesirable hair. Removal of undesirable nail. Removal of the arla. Are all those examples of malacha shenot tzrich lagufa? You mean to say bris milah on Shabbos is only nisid rabbanon according to Rabbi Shimon? Can't be. It's a gzeras hakos of bris milah bizman is doche Shabbos. Otherwise, of course, it's forbidden in the Torah. Why is that true? Because the Ramban writes in all of these cases, it's preventative. It's a malachas tikkun. And not only is this true of Siparnayim and Seyar, Orla. This is true of Borer as well. The definition of Borer is not removal of solas, but rather it is Tikkun Ochel. A very fascinating Chiddush. We'll have to speak about that at length. This Machlokas, Mamor and Ramban, right, that what is the definition of Borer? But that's very relevant to our issue. According to Tosos, no. According to Tosos, the definition of Lashon Nisrei Klipa simply is, are you doing it for the same purpose as was found in the Mishkan? If, for example, in the Mishkan, they would remove psalas, so therefore remove the psalas, is a malacha. You don't have to say like the Balamor, this is an exception to Lashon Nisrei Klipa. But you understand, the Balamor is working within Rashi's concept. Meleches Siluk, not a Meleches Tikkun. And therefore the Balamor is very bothered, right, by this particular case. This Chiddush that Rashi assumes, that the definition of Lashon HaTzrich L'Gufa Meleches Siluk, Pirtsono HaLayabolo, creates a very interesting link. Why is it that Meleches HaTzrich L'Gufa is potter? Not because it wasn't found in the Mishkan, no. It's because the Melacha is not fully constructive. It's not fully productive. It's a Meleches Siluk. It is not a Meleches Tikkun. According to Rashi, there should be some strong link, some connection between Melacha Shenetzrich L'Gufa and the Ptur of Mekalkel. Both Mekalkel and Melech Shenetzrich L'Gufa are related in the sense they both lack a Meleches Tikkun. According to Tosus, if I were to ask you, is Mekalkel related to Melech Shenetzrich L'Gufa? Not directly. According to Rashi, the link is a much tighter one. Hatzad HaShav HaShavahen. In both cases, it's not a Meleches Tikkun. Is there any indication that there is such a link between Melech Shenetzrich L'Guf in the case of Mekalkel? So Rashi writes a Chiddush and Daf Kuvav Amar Aleph, which without this background would be very difficult to understand. Here the Gemara tells us the following Chiddush. The Mishnah tells us Kol hamakalkulin pturin. Mishnah and Daf Kuf Hey Amud Beis. Kol hamakalkulin pturin. It's another issue we'll have to assess. Is this a ptur on Shabbos because on Lechus on Shabbos, or does this relate to Kol HaTorah Kula? But certainly on Shabbos. Kol hamakalkulin pturin. That's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. Tani Rabbi Bu, Kameid Rabbi Yochanan? Not true. Kol hamakalkulim pturin, but with two exceptions. Chutz michovel umavir. Chutz michovel umavir. When it comes to wounding, chovel, there's no ptur of makalkel. When it comes to lo sevaroesh, igniting, there's no ptur of Mekalkel. So the Mishnah says, Kol HaMekalkelim Turin. The Braisa says, a couple of exceptions. Chutz Mechovel Umavir. How do you resolve that difficulty? The Braisa says, Chutz Mechovel Umavir. Va'anan Tnan Kol HaMekalkelim Turin, even Chovel Umavir. The Gemara answers, Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda, Braisa Rabbi Shimon. That's it. Masnisin Rabbi Yehuda, Braisa Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah of Kol Makalkim Turin is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Braisa Chutz Michov L'Mavir is Rabbi Shimon Shita. Now, you would expect the Gemara now to do something, no? The Gemara should say now, Ditnan or Ditanya. The Gemara now should tell you that there's a Machlokas Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara doesn't do that. The Gemara just simply says, no problem. You have a steer between a Mishnah Braisa, or Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Shimon. You know what the difficulty is? Which Rabbi Yehuda? Which Rabbi Shimon? Where is a makar to assume that there is a machlokis between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon regarding this case of Mekalkel. So you know what? Tosfos is very bothered. Tosfos writes, there must be some makar that Chazal were aware of, that there is a machlokis, Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, regarding Mekalkel. Otherwise, they pulled that out of thin air. You have a machlokis, the Mishnah Braisa? The answer is, right, that the Mishnah is Rabbi Huda, the Braisa is Rabbi Shimon. Ooh, so it also says, Enochinami, the Gemara knew this. The Gemara knew that Rabbi Shimon argued about this case of Mekalkel, even though we don't find a Mishnah, or we don't find a Braisa, that tells us that this is true. So good, that was the Masorah of the Chachamim. Okay. Rashi here writes this point. Rashi says, "V'lo isparish eicha." The Gemara doesn't tell us where, who, which Rabbi is Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara just says, "Ha Rabbi to Rabbi Shimon." And all of a sudden, Rashi writes, "Ah, v'li nira." Oh, this is the old Rabbi to Rabbi Shimon of Melacha Shinotzrich Lagufa. That's what Rashi writes. This issue of Koma Kalkul and Pturin is l'shitose of Melacha Shinotzrich Lagufa. That's what Rashi writes. What exactly is this chiddush? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that Melacha Shinotzrich Lagufa is chayiv, therefore Koma Kalkul and Pturin. According to Rabbi Shimon, that Melacha Shinotzrich Lagufa is potter, therefore Chutz Michov L'mavim. How do you understand that? Why should that be? What's the link between Melacha Shinotzrich Lagufa and the case of Mekalkel? And take a look at that sugya, Kuvav Med Aleph, and all of the Chedushei Ramban, to see what is the link of these sugyas. One thing is clear, as we just pointed out before, right? It's very reasonable that there should be some connection according to Rashi. No, because Melacha Shinotzrich Lagufa and Mekalkel are driven by the same issue, that this is not a productive act, it is not a Melechus Tikkun. So therefore one can understand why Rashi would say that there is some link to these sugyas. This is what Rashi spells out, and Daf Kuvav. According to Tosfos, not necessarily true. So take a look at that issue, and Daf Kuvav Amud Aleph, what is the link between Melacha Shinotzrich Lagufa and the case of Mekalkel? Why is this so relevant to us? Because of the following. Take a look for next time at the Ran, Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, and Daf Harif, where the Ran seems to suggest a following possibility. That the machlokis between Rabbi Hud and Rabbi Shimon regarding Melacha Shinotzrich Lagufa, maybe that's only when it comes to an Av Melacha, but not when it comes to a Tolda. Maybe everyone would agree that a Tolda Shinotzrich Lagufa is not forbidden Midaraisa. An Av Melacha, yes, but not a Tolda. That's a Chiddush that the Ran seems to imply. You take a look at the Ran, go through, right, there are three pieces of the Ran. It's Dur Maskel Aval, Dur Maskel Ve'ein, Dur Maskel Lefichach. This line is the beginning of Dur Maskel Lefichach. It's a little bit unclear what the Kavana of the Ran is, but if you look, for example, in the Totzos Chaim, Rav Nachum Zemba, found in the Simin Vav Ostes, this is also, if you take a look in the Gilyon HaShas, in the Yerushalmi, right, on the Mishnah in Kol Gadol, Zion Beis, this is what the Gilyon HaShas writes as well, that the Ran is telling you a fundamental Chiddush, that when is there a machlokes between Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, whether you're chayev or potter, that's only regarding an av malacha, but not regarding a tolda. So why should that be so? Gzeres HaKosuf someplace? No, l'chor, according to Tosfos, you can understand the Schiddush L'Ram beautifully. We have to discuss in more detail, we have to learn a lot more, what are the differences between avos and toldos? But just based on what we've seen so far, for example, that sugya, you might cut into beis and beis. The Gemara says, Zoreya, right, is an av. Mashka maim lezoreim is a tolda. Why is one an av, why is one a tolda? So very simply the Gemara says, right, since they share a common purpose, what the Gemara calls simucha peira, they're both being done to promote the growth of this plant. So in such a case, that's called a tolda. Poshav Shem, Gemara seems to indicate the following chiddush. When it comes to every malacha, there are two questions you're going to have to ask yourself. Number one is, what is the tsuras hamalacha? What is its description? What is the pu'ula, so to speak? What is its act? And the second is, what is its malachas machshevas? What is its tachlis? What is its very purpose? Every malacha will have a tsuras hamalacha and a malachas machshevas. No? The Gemara seems to be telling you the following chiddush. In order to be a tolda, it's not necessary that they have to share a common surah samalacha, zoreya, and mashgamayim lizraim. Zoreya and noteya have the same surah samalacha. So the Rambam will tell us noteya is an av. It's part of zoreya. Mashgamayim lizraim is quite different in act, but what is its link? It has the same purpose, the same leches macheves, what the Gemara terms, right, simuchei peira. The Gemara mentions, for example, in Kutna Beis and Beis, that maybe mashkeman Nazraim is choresh. How is it choresh? You're plowing. Watering is plowing. Not in terms of tzuras hamalacha. But if the definition of choresh in terms of its purpose is ripui ara, softening or breaking up the ground, that is accomplished when you water as well. So that's the machlokus, says Rabbi Yosef, whether mashkamayim Mizraim should be a told of Zareya, told of Choresh, all in terms of not Surah Samalacha, but Melechis Machshevis. No, its very purpose. Good? If that's true, if that is the gedder of Tolda, and what is a Malacha Shinot Tzirich Laguf according to Tosos? When a person performs a Malacha for a reason other than was done in the Mishkan, that's a malacha shinat tzirich legufa. You put these two together, now you see the chiddush of the Ram. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you're chayev from malacha shinat tzirich legufa? Even though clearly your purpose is different from that which was done in the Mishkan, but why are you chayev? What's the answer apparently? Good, your purpose is different. But you're doing the very act that was found in Mishkan, and even though it's a malacha shinat tzirich legufa, for that you are chayev. What happens if now it's a tolda shino tzrich luf? A tolda shino tzrich luf in the sense that that surah samalacha was not found in the Mishkan, and the purpose of that act is different from that which was done in the Mishkan. Would Rabbi Yehuda argue that a tolda shino tzrich luf is forbidden min haTorah? Maybe here Rabbi Yehuda would agree that a tolda shino tzrich luf is mutim min haTorah. There's no linkage at all to Malachas HaMishkan, not in terms of Tzurus HaMalacha, nor in terms of its Malachas Machsheves, and therefore a Tolda Shino Tzirich Lagufa is in fact Potter. You know the kash that Rav Nachum Zemba raises? If this was so beautiful, and this is so obvious, no? So why is the Gemara struggling to find a difference in Av and a Tolda? Let the Gemara just simply argue, Amay Nafkamina, Malachas Shino Tzirich Lagufa. No? The answer apparently in Lamdus is the following. Is this really a nafgamina between an av and a tolda? Not necessarily. The Gemara is telling us the following. Granted, this is an av, this is a tolda. What's the difference in av and a tolda? After all, the chiyuvim are the same. Well, maybe hasra is a difference. Maybe chilik malachos is a difference. Good. Would the Ran argue this is a difference in av and a tolda? Not necessarily. The reason one is potter, netolda shinul tzrich lagufa, is not because this is a kula of tolda, but rather, this is not a tolda. There's no linkage at all. The reason that one is potter is because simply this is not a malachas iser. That the Gemara was assuming is not an afgamina between an av and a tolda. The Gemara wants to know, granted, this is usr because it's an av, this is usr because of a tolda. What's the difference now? Chata, skila, kares? No. So the Gemara says, asra, chiluk malachos, good. The reason that a tolda shenitzrichu is potter is not a kula midin tolda. It's because you have no connection whatsoever to Malachas HaMishkan. So of course there's no chiyuv. That's not a kula of something being a tolda. It is not a tolda. A tolda requires the same Malachas Machsheves as the Av. If it is a tolda shenitzrichu legufa, one is not chayiv at all. So I have to take a look at this chiddush. Read the Ran very carefully. Take a look at that piece Rav Nachum Zemba has in Totos Chaim. And then I'll ask you the following question. This is all very nice. Rabbi Yehuda Shita. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like Rabbi Shimon. But this is such a beautiful chiluk. Now, Av shetzrich lagufa, Tolda shetzrich lagufa. Is there any difference Aliba to Rabbi Shimon? Malachus shetzrich lagufa is potter. Whether it's nav, whether it's a tolda. But is there still a possibility of distinction that even Rabbi Shimon would agree that there was a world of difference between an av malachus shetzrich lagufa as opposed to a tolda shetzrich lagufa? And this is what we'll have to explore. So again, take a look at this run, Malach Maralef. Also take a look at the following issue. Tosus raises a very basic kashan, Daf Gimel Maralef, Damascus, Sod Nachash. Sod Nachash. Where Tosus is bothered about stiras within Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa. Is Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa Chayiv? Is Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa Potter? Take a look at the Teretz, name of the Rabbeinu Tam. And this is very difficult, might of the Rambam. If you get a chance, take a look at the Rambam. Perek Aleph, Halacha Zayin. Perig Yud, Halacha Yud Zayin, Halacha Chaf Aleph. Right, we'll have to work out the Sugya Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa, and then, again, continue. How it relates to Avos and Toldos, how it relates to that Sugya Daf Kuvav, the Tzur of Mekalta. Okay, Meretz Hashem, the next 2 days we'll be doing Inyan Adiyoma, right, Inyan Rosh Hashanah, right, then Tkiya Shofar, Simcha, Tshuva, and so on, and then I think we'll continue during Aseret Simei Tshuva, right, with Malach Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa. Mm-hmm.